Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Sandra Bueno with Power to Be You, and this is You Are On Live on Blog Talk Radio. Today is November 27, 2007, and we are approximately 34 days prior to the end of 1 year and the beginning of 2008. I welcome you on Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is a 30-minute coaching and empowerment 30 minutes that we're taking, and I again welcome my listeners. I have quite a few people who are joining me week after week, and what's really exciting is the community of listeners also represent entrepreneurs and other fellow Blog Talk radio hosts, and collectively we are all bringing on board and online a lot of different people who are moving about their communities, making a difference, impacting their surroundings, and truly stepping out and forward and making a difference with what they believe to be their journey. I would like to specifically mention a few of the radio hosts who have contacted me, and together we are in communication to work together, to either have each other on each other's shows and also kind of put together our communities of listeners, because this truly represents not just I am out in Florida, but it represents a community of listeners across the United States. So that's something that's very exciting. Just last week, I had Peas in the Pod. They are a network that was created for children, and this is to basically, it's to raise our voices, and primarily it deals with the amount of children, specifically African-American children, who go missing it's been said by the national institutions that every 40 seconds a child comes missing and becomes missing, and one of the key points that this group puts together is the fact that these children, the African-American children, they do not get the same attention as the rest of the children when they are missing. And that is something that is, you know, it may not be an issue of race, but it's still an issue that needs to be addressed. And I am going to be talking to them and bringing them on the show in the upcoming weeks. So, you know, I'm very happy to be able to come together with them and link up to a cause that truly is, when it concerns our children, irrespective of what we are each independently addressing, it encompasses the entire being. And we do believe here that the children of today are the promise of tomorrow, and these children are our leaders. And if we are not doing something to make a difference starting today, you know, if we are making a difference, then we are that much better off for our own specific future. And another person that has contacted me, he has his own radio show, Little Jimmy, and he basically brings about the awareness, speaking as a young man against violence. And he comes to your schools, he can come to your church, he can come anywhere, and pretty much it's about sharing and supporting what everyone is doing, because the more we bring out awareness, the more the better we'll be. Now, there's another group that I am connected to, and this group is called The Fabulous Five. And The Fabulous Five, their show is at 10 a.m. in the morning every day, and they represent five distinct people with very specific direction. One is Mr. 90 Day Goals, and for any of you who need goal setting and goal making education, Frank Gasarowski, who is the host of his own show, he is superb, and he's an amazing speaker, and truly the information that he provides is just, it's just out of the ordinary. So you can also, if you'd like to be doing coaching with him directly, you can. But already they provide so much information from Monday through Friday on their archives and through their programming that, you know, it's really, really not, it would be to our best advantage to be able to listen in to all of these different shows. So go to the Fab Five, the Fabulous Five, and you can definitely get a lot. a lot for just listening. Now, another show is Sparkplug and Jackie. Sparkplug is a coach, and he hails out of Atlanta, if I am not mistaken. Sparkplug, it brings on his show a lot of the different leaders in his community who are making strides and who do represent a wealth of history. And a lot of these are people who perhaps did not have the most ideal growing up situations, but yet they still made a big difference for themselves, and they are living lives of honor and respect and leadership and empowerment, and they are role models in their communities, and they could be role models for all of us. And wherever we are, we can definitely learn from them and also take their stories and use them to impact others. So those are just a few of the people that I've come across, and I just want to thank everyone, thank you all who are here, who are listening to me, who are encouraging what I am doing, because like yourself, I am on a journey, and it's not about getting it perfect, it is about getting it going, and oftentimes we are our own worst critic, and if we don't think that something is 100% what we wish for it to be, we oftentimes stay away from doing it and deny ourselves that opportunity to learn and to really, even just with fear and with trepidation, still go forward to it. And, you know, I will say that if it were not for all of you listening, then I really wouldn't have anything to contribute. So, you know, for me, this is just, I am becoming a better speaker, a better presenter, a better radio host, a better human being, because I care about what I bring to you, and I care about making my awareness and my distinctions available to you so that this can help you, or that this information can be useful in guiding you elsewhere where you can also be empowered, and you can also gain some distinctions that can make a difference in your life. So, you know, to begin, this is Blog Talk Radio, and Power to Be You. And Power to Be You is about accountability and awareness and empowerment via education. So with the end of the year coming up, Destiny is a great catalyst to really make you think and to really ask questions that you can take and use to really quiz yourself and to really say, take an account and say, where am I standing in reference to where I was last year? You know, where was I December 31st, and what were my New Year's resolutions, and how effective have I been? How have I committed to what I wanted to cause and to change in my life, or what I wanted to undertake, or what I wanted to give up, or what I wanted to bring into my life? Because I will tell you from just personal experience, that day when you have to make your resolutions, if you're coming back and saying the same old that you said the year before, even if you try to fake it, you are still going to be feeling bad, and you're going to be feeling sorry for yourself, and you're going to feel that, you know what, you know, you can lie to yourself or you can lie to other people, but at the end of the day, truly in your hearts of hearts, you know the truth. So today's 30 minutes or 20 minutes of empowerment come from you asking yourself at your core and in your hearts of hearts, truly, if you are being true to who you are. If you're being true to who you are definitely on a journey and on a life experience to manifest who you are meant to be. And that can only come when you allow yourself to be honest with yourself. So asking yourself about if you are truly linked and aligned to your core, I'd like for you to ask yourself three questions. Just three questions. Who are you being, which is the power to be? Who are you being? What are you being? And how are you being? Now, who, what, and how? When you ask yourself these three questions, independently, each question is going to guide you into a breakdown of your beliefs, your values, your priorities, just all of these different elements that lead you to making decisions, all of these different elements that either empower you or disempower you. When you ask, for example, who are you being? You want to ask yourself, what is your daily intake within the circumstances, within your work, within your family? Are you being what you do, or are you being who you are internally? Now, I know that that's a complicated question, but I can use an example, whereas when you ask a person what is it that they do or where they work or what's their profession, a lot of people identify themselves with the job that they do. So if you ask a doctor, who are you? They'll say, well, I'm a doctor. Oh, okay. You know, so you're a doctor. And most of us, because we esteem doctors and we hold them in high regard, we automatically assume that they are, or that they are a reflection of what we value. So if a person says, I am a doctor, I know that for myself, I would say, oh, a doctor, you know, you've put yourself through how many years of college, and you've put yourself to school, and oh, wow, you must be very, you must care about people a lot, and you really want to save the world, and I'll have my own story. Now, is that true? That's just my perception of who this person is, based on what it is that he does. But just because he's a doctor does not indicate to me whatsoever that he is a person of honor, that he is a person of integrity, that he is a leader, that he is a mentor, that he is a caring person, that he is a humble person, that he is spiritual. None of these who are you that really truly are our internal makeup, none of these who's come through his profession, unless that is who he is. Oftentimes, I'm sure you've heard, you know, who you are without money is who you're going to be with money. A lot of people will say, well, you know what, when I have money, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to help people, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. When I have money, I'll be able to contribute to society. When I have money, then I'll be able to help someone. Or when I have money, then I'll be able to laugh. Then I'll be able to live life. Then I'll be able to travel. But you know what? Most of the times, by the time you have money, you're probably halfway dead, or you're sick, or maybe you're just so disgruntled with the life that you've led that now, by the time you have money, you really don't care for it anymore. So in going back to the who are you being, really look at the who of who you are at the core. Who are you at the core? When everything is stripped away from you, who are you? When you have not even a shirt on your back, who are you? Who are you through the struggle? Who are you through the mice? Who are you through those moments of anxiety? Who are you when you're discouraged? Truly, who is that person within you that holds you up? Who's that person that enters a room? Who is that person that shows others what to do? Who is that person that stands up when nobody else stands up? Or who's that person that walks away? Who is that person? These are all inherent characteristics to all of us. Some of us may be more spiritual than others. Some of us may be more positive than others. Some of us may be timid. Some of us may be shy. Some of us may be grumpy. Some of us may be, you know, sporty, fun, festive. Some of us may be daring. But at the end of the day, all of these different elements, they are all within us. And when you look at who you are in your everyday relationships, and in your everyday circumstances, you can really make an assessment as to the events and the experiences that you're having for yourself and with others. So in making that assessment, now you can define, well, who am I being in this situation? Who am I being every day when I enter my work at 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock and I go sit at my desk? Who am I when I open up that door and I look at the first person in the eye and they look at me and they say hello? Who am I at that moment? Am I a mean, you know, person that doesn't want to talk to anyone? Or am I someone that just puts all the issues and problems behind and I still put a strong face and I'm there and I'm making the best of what I have? Am I spirited coming towards the end of the year when we listen to the music and we listen to all of this and we see people shopping and then we have to look at our own lives and say, ooh, you know what, these are my struggles. Why should I be happy? Well, then maybe let's look at someone else's struggles. Let's go over to across the world. It's not even go across the world. We can go into our own neighborhood and look at what's going on and say, well, you know what? We have a lot more than others. We have our lives. We have our mouths. We have our ears. We can actually listen. People spend their lives trying to gain the ability to listen, those people who are deaf, and that becomes their entire essence. That's their quest, to be able to listen. Then you have people, for example, people who are obese, just to be able to get 50 pounds off their bodies becomes a major, major deal. So when we're sitting there looking at who we are, we can honestly look outside of ourselves and say, ooh, who am I in this situation and how do I want to be different? This is a good exercise to really keep and determine what you would like to stay and what you would like to get rid of, especially with the new year as we're coming into it. Now we're going to move on to the what. The what is a definite question that will give you a lot of answers. When you ask, what am I doing? What am I taking? What am I having? What am I going for? What do I want? What's the message behind this? What is the meaning? The what of the what's. The what directs you to defining what's really important in your life. When you look at the what, you're able to ask yourself a lot of different questions that within it will guide you and direct you, that will give you the hidden motives behind what it is that you're doing. The what almost acts like your why. Like why? What is your big why? What is the reason that makes you continue? What is the reason for why you're doing what you're doing? What is the reason for why you continue in a certain relationship? What is the reason for why you spend money the way you do? Or what is the reason for why you want to go to that event? Or what is the reason for why you want to go to that party? Or for why you want to be seen with that specific someone? What is the reason for why? For why you are not where you want to be? What is the underlying cause of your behavior? What is at the core of what you do? What is your core all about? If you were to describe yourself in three words, the what of who you are, what would those three words be? The what defines you. So now we have the who and we have the what. The what will give you motivation and introspection. That question is such a basic question, yet it allows you to really go inside of yourself and listen to yourself for the answer, because your life and what surrounds you reflects that. The what reflects your why. As people, we are always looking to fulfill specific actions. We want to be, we want to do, we want to have. So you need to ask yourself, really, what is this? What am I trying to accomplish? What do I want to get out of it? What is keeping me here? What is motivating me? What is the use of it? What am I going to get out of it? Everyone's looking for that win-win situation nowadays. What's in it for me? Actually, that's the radio station that everyone listens to. WI. What's in it for me? WINN, I believe it is. What's in it for me? And that's something funny to ask. A lot of people do sit there, and this is something, a practice that's being used now in business. It is very, very, it's a new way of doing it, setting it up front. This is what I want you to do. I do want you to purchase my product. I do want you to be a client of mine. I do want to fulfill your need. I want to service you. And don't get me wrong, I want you to buy my product. In the past, it was, how can I sell this so that they don't realize that I'm selling it. Now it's like, look, I do want to sell this to you, but let me really look at what your needs are and let me see if I can satisfy them. So ask that question of yourself. The what? This is about you having the power to be you. You define who you are. Other people have perhaps tried to define who you are. Other people have tried to perhaps impose their ways and their law and their critiques and their desires upon you. But at the end of the day, you will never be happy and you will never have a fulfilling life until you claim who and what you are about. Once you know the who, then you can start creating the what. The how comes afterwards. These are just steps that you can take. But before you can move forward, you need to know where you are. And as we stand here, a month and a few days before the end of the year, this is the right time to start asking yourself those questions. Who am I being? What am I? The what? What is my purpose? What is my reason? What is my why? Those questions will really put you in a category where you're able to think and to plan, where you're able to create some form of control, where you're able to discipline where you're going, where you'll be able to manage what you're about, what you give. This is about taking your life into your hands and making distinctions for yourself. This is not about letting somebody else come and choose for you. Because again, at the end of the day, it's about you being happy with yourself, about you being moved, about you understanding what you're about. It's about you knowing who you are at the core and you knowing what your foundation is so that you are able to pick up the mirror of life and reflect what's in the inside to that outside world that needs who you truly are. It's a little exercise, a visual exercise, that when you're standing on that podium called you, you want to be able to really tell people, this is what I am about. This is who I am. This is what matters to me. These are my priorities. This is where I am good at. This is what I have to give. This is the power that I have. These are the gifts that I bear. This is what I want to create. This is what I want to share. This is what I want to show. This is where I want to be. This is who I am. This is what I expect of myself. It is within those answers, It is within that knowledge that you start creating that being, that you start having that power within yourself to say, you know what, this is the power to be me. This is the power of who I am internally. This is the power with which God has gifted me and that Creator has given me to be able to carry forth a mission, to make a difference, to make a change. The change starts with you. Yes, the change starts with you. The change starts with me. But in order for us to be of any good to anyone else, we have to be good for ourselves first. And that is a life lesson. We don't have to wait for a life or a lifetime to learn that lesson. We can start learning it here and now, wherever you are, whoever you are. Learn from others. That is the power of mentoring. That is the power of coaching. That is the power of mirroring. We do not have to reinvent the wheel. We do not have to suffer like other people have. Certain things are better left untouched. When it comes to pain, yes, most of our lessons we will learn from pain. But if you can avoid that pain, if you are able to see it with your mind's eye and with your own eyes, why do you have to go taste it? When you see somebody beaten up, that's enough awareness for you to realize that you don't want to be that person on the other side of the punch. So you don't have to go put yourself there in the middle just to get the feeling for it. If you really want to feel it, then go ask the person that got hit, how do you feel? How does it feel? Tell me, can I touch the bump? Can I help cure you? Can I help you? But you don't need to be put yourself right there on that line. So when it comes to learning about who you are and what you're about, don't wait till you're 50 years old to get there. Don't wait till you're 80 at your dying bed to ask yourself, what was my life about? What was I? Who was I? You know, start on that now. There's a lot of information. There are a lot of people out there who will hook you up. A lot of books that will give you the ideas, a lot of poems, a lot of everyday sayings. The more information you get to you, the better you'll be, because the more distinctions you'll be able to make, the more questions you'll be able to ask. It is time that you awaken, that you bring out that awareness within yourself, and that you empower yourself to be you. 2007, the year that is about manifesting who you truly are. It is never too late, but better sooner than later. Now for the last point, it was how are you being? It was the beginning was who, the what, and how. How are you being in your everyday situations? How are you being wherever you go? How are you being with the people who matter to you? And that's very similar to what I said on the first of the beginning. That was nice and redundant right there for you. But it really comes down to the who, the what, and the how. They all interrelate because they determine the who you are, the how you are, the what you want to be, what you want to do. And each one becomes a category. Each one you can itemize and really select and really see. The who, the what, and the how. Remember, the who, the what, and the how. Those are very strong ideas that can really push you to being able to ask yourself and discover who you are. Now, in closing, I want to give you a couple of questions. Just to ask yourself these questions. For 2008, where are you going with your life? Ask yourself, where are you going with your life? And demand an answer. Don't be idle. Number two, why am I going? What is your why for where you're going? If you're not where you want to be, change it. And ask yourself, what is it that you really want? What is it that you really want? And again, why do you want it? Now, lastly, ask yourself this question. Am I making the best possible use of myself as a person? When you ask yourself, you know, The minute those answers start coming out at you, just start writing them down. Write them down. Write them down. Be truthful with yourself. Write them down. If you have a recorder, do it on a recorder. Once you know that, you can take one or two and then just start working on them and say, what am I going to effectively do to make a difference in this? Where am I going to go? Who am I going to reach? Who am I going to call? What am I going to commit to? All right? Well, we're coming down to the end of our half an hour. And in closing, know who you are. Be who you are. Have what you want. And definitely, definitely uncover that power to be you. This is Sandra Bueno with Block Talk Radio. See you Thursday.